Have you been on social media sites, by the way?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that. You know, social media, it's a revolutionary form of communication. It brings so many of us so close together.
Oh, you don't need to tell us this.
But I feel I must. It's transformed humanity, but it seems that the internet is an endless stream of reminders of how I've fallen short in my life.
Oh no, that's too that. Well.
The following are just some of the social media-related ailments that I suffer from, and perhaps some of your audience suffers from these too.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear some of these.
Do you mind if I read them with reverence?
Be my guest, please. I mean, you literally are my guest, so please do it.
Twitter them. Mm-hmm. Swipe wrist. Mm-hmm. Yelp finger. Mm-hmm. Flickeroids. Scrollades. Instagramnesia. Lack of faves-induced melancholy. YouTube tuberculosis. Snapchat chafe. Pinterest worms. LinkedIn intestinal dyspepsia. Retweetabetes. Blocked out syndrome. Unfriendometriosis. Cyberbulimia. Hashtag sex disease. Fomophilia. Emoji coli. Avatardation. Early onset unfollowedism. No Munchausen syndrome. Periscopidosis. And subreddit hematoma.
Oh no.
I don't know about you, but I can't go online anymore because it's people constantly saying, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. And there I am in the fetal position. Honey all over my face.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Random pieces of tent.
Tent or taint?
Tent.
What? Tent.
Tent.
Oh, I see.
Covering you? Is this for your hibernation?
This is just when I wake up.
Oh, yeah. You don't know where the tent has been all night.
Right.
And what you've gotten into.
I think what happened is some of my ursine dementia manifests in where I act like
so
a bear.
So it's like a werewolf? Yeah, yeah. Is it like a
were
night?
A werebear?
Did you get into the garbage?
Yeah, is it possible you were bitten by a bear at some point?
Yeah, like some sort of, like, we've heard of werewolves.
Like a radioactive bear?
I don't think so. No, I was bitten by a glowing large dog that had huge claws and fangs.
That might have.
Yeah, that could have been it.
No.
I doubt it. That's
when I was in the swamplands of New Orleans.
Really passionate about this.